Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. So before I read the scripture, I wanted to add that it's okay if I add it in it. You know, that's my style. But I had a story yesterday that just touched me, and it's brief, but I wanted to share it. But I got invited to play golf with a friend, and his uncle was in a serious car accident in 2013, and he just wanted to ride around with us. And so I asked him, I said, you know, I heard you got in an accident. What happened? He said, well, I broke down on the side of 40, and I got out of the car and was trying to move something, and the car swerved, hit him, going 70 miles an hour, knocked him from 40 east all the way into 40 west. And this guy's sitting here talking to me about it, and he was telling me a story about how all he heard was, be still, you know, the Lord will take care of you, be still, the Lord will take care of you. He got to the hospital, and he finally woke up about a day later, and said the nurse was in there, and as soon as he came to and was able to talk, he told the nurse, like, all I remember was that ambulance. The Lord came to me and said, be still, and I'll take care of this. I'll handle this for you. And that woman just all of a sudden turned kind of white in the face, and she pulled up her sleeve on her scrub, and the verse was tattooed on her arm. And he said, from that moment on, it changed his life. And he said, I realized then, God has confidence in you. It's just, you've got to have confidence in God. Yes. And it was an amazing round of golf. I didn't play good. But I came out of it feeling a lot better than when I went into it with the Spirit. So, yes, sir. So here we'll read the scripture read for today is John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak His own. He will speak only what He hears. He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to Me by taking from what is Mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is Mine and make it known to you. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Grateful for our men of the church today, and certainly grateful for the opportunity to come together, as Don has said, and youth, and the women, and with the Sunday school class, and now the men, that the challenge is still there. There's another Sunday school class, and we would certainly like to see other groups that feel moved or continue to feel moved to step forward and lead as we have been called. And, today's gospel is an interesting reading. It talks about collaboration, and I think that's a wonderful lesson for us, certainly seeing that we are a congregation that we try and exemplify in doing with as opposed to doing to. And that through our committees and through the session and through our various groups, that continues to be the undercurrent in what we work towards, because we're all working towards the same thing, to amplify God and to amplify the gospel message. In our gospel reading for today, wisdom speaks about being beside God from the very beginning. A master worker, delighting in all that God had called forth. And our God is characterized by gratuitous giving, cup overflowing. The Apostle Paul says that while we were weak, Christ died for the ungodly. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Truly, God's giving knows no end. Our God is characterized by a steadfast, a stalwart, an advocating presence. Clearly a presence in that story. Thank you for that, Scott. Jesus tells his disciples in the Gospel of John that ultimately nothing will be left unsaid or unrevealed. And keenly aware of human limitations and boundaries, God makes accommodations. And those accommodations are sending the Holy Spirit to tell the truth and to help us mere humans, to grasp the mind and heart and will of our God. This Sunday, this Trinity Sunday, grants us the joy of remembering and celebrating an amazing grace. The glory, the beauty, and the goodness of our God. This Sunday challenges us to pattern our lives after the character of our merciful and creative and lavishly kind and always giving God. This Sunday, you and I, are invited to listen for the truth in order to proclaim and more especially to live it. This Trinity Sunday, the day in this liturgical calendar that can feel sometimes abstract or theologically challenging, really offers us the opportunity to stand back and take in as much as we are able this multifaceted splendor of our God who loves us enough to become accessible. Accessible even in the midst of our sinful weakness. This Sunday spurs us to consider the character and the characteristics of our God and ask ourselves if you and I, our congregation, if we're in our community, are we reflective? Do we mirror the one we worship and follow in our day-to-day lives? Do people see the Trinity in us? We have to ask ourselves these questions. If we are we the master workers, delighting every day in what God is doing in us? A new thing. We have to ask ourselves, are we radical givers, known for our foolish generosity to those who are often seen or deemed unworthy? We have to ask ourselves, are we the steadfast people who show up and stay in places where the needs are great and the suffering is persistent and hope is such a rare commodity? Are we the truth tellers in a world awash in mistruths and lies that crush the vulnerable and mock the worth of creation? Are we the collaborators who seek to join forces with the good and the just and the beautiful, wherever and with ever and whomever it can be found? Is our currency patience and kindness and tangible love, even with those who deal with exploitation and greed? Trinity Sunday is no less, is down to earth. It's nitty gritty. It's central to our faith. Trinity Sunday demands that we hold up our life together and ask, kind of hold it up to the light, and ask ourselves, does it resemble the life of our triune God? Trinity Sunday, there is an offered vision of communal care, of corporate creating, of mutuality and collaboration in joys and in sufferings. And the character of our God, realizing that the Messiah did not do his ministry alone, he enlisted the least likely, of people, and commissioned them to continue his work of preaching and teaching and working and healing. And imagine if all our communities of faith took this Sunday and we ask ourselves, whose vision of the world are we following? How do we reflect the character of our generous and collaborative and accommodating and steadfast creative God? Are we proclaiming the Spirit-given truth? Or are we parroting back cultural platitudes? Where do we see communities embodying our God, and what can we learn from them? And how are we master builders beside God, with God, yoked with God? On this Trinity Sunday, I encourage you, I almost beg you, to all explore with prayerfulness of your own life and that of our community of faith. And we need to ask ourselves honestly, to be open in truth, that God is made known to us through the Holy Spirit. God's Word, well, it may surprise us, pushing us to give more than we thought we could, telling us to go and stay where we never thought we would go or elect to visit, and instructing us to collaborate with people we would not expect to work with and create things we never could build or imagine on our own. Our passion will become subject to Christ's passion. And even in suffering, we will know hope and community, and reconciliation, and most especially, love. So I've got to tell you a story. You all have heard us mention several times on our trip to Haiti. We had seven go, and we were all responding as we felt to God's call. And we had a particular person that went with us that really pushed because she was not, she was very OCD. And it was not expected of her, and she really pushed the envelope to live outside of her comfort zone. She brought her own sheets. She brought her own pillow. She brought six cans of Lysol. She had a can of bug spray every day because of water bugs and roaches and mosquitoes and flies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it's not to tell a story about her, because we all have our quirks, but that she went anyway. She went anyway. God called and she went. And she participated. And she built and she sweat. And she bled, and she cussed, and she fussed, and she went anyway. Just like the other six of us. We went anyway. And that doesn't mean that we are called to go to Haiti, unless you are. But there are many things that the Spirit speaks to us every day. And that call resonates when we do it together. When we listen together, when we talk together, when we collaborate together, when we work together, when we pray together, when we come together. So I encourage you this week, as you listen for the Spirit's call, Trinity Sunday offers us a powerful corrective, almost, to our cultural tendency to applaud Lone Rangers, to justify this blatant selfishness, and to celebrate this self-interest above caring for others and all. A cursory read of any newspaper and a glimpse of this inundating, this unescapable advertising that happens to us relentlessly, just reveals our deep need for a bold celebration, a proclamation of the Spirit-given truth about our loving and generous and creative and collaborating and poured out for the sake of the world, God, who shapes us and sends us to go and be likewise, to go and be likewise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, amen. And amen.